Good afternoon, Thornton Rhodes.
Hello, Richard Rhodes, please, if he's available.
Who's he calling, please?
It's Mahul from New Squawk Voice Limited regarding the Jet Group.
Mahul?
Yeah.
Yeah, just one second. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. Yourself?
Yeah, very good, thank you. Very good.
Just wondering if you'd managed to touch base with the powers that be.
I haven't yet, but I did have a long 3.5 hour almost conversation with Jason Earl on Friday night. and two very long emails since. He's sent me loads of stuff he wants investigated. So we're going through all that at the moment as well. And I chased Adam. I haven't had a subsequent meeting with him yet, but it was meant to be this week, but he hasn't. He did apologise at the beginning of the week, but he hasn't fixed one up yet, so come my diary tomorrow to chase as well.
Obviously, I sent you a formal email, but this is actually having an impact on News Squawk now, and so, you know, what can be done about updating that report on Companies House? Because the directors haven't provided you with anything, and you've not provided us with anything, and, you know, we're trying to go and...
Yeah, well, as you know, I'm just trying to move it all forward, but you're right. I mean, I can't disagree with you. I am trying to move forward, but you're right. And now Jason sent me loads of rubbish to go... Well, not rubbish, actually. That's the wrong word. Loads of stuff to look into. It's going to drag things out slightly. And, you know, he's a bit odd, actually. He said, oh, I was waiting for you to contact with me and stuff. And I said, well, my job's not a witch hunt. You know, if you think this stuff should be investigated, you need to tell me about it. So now he's just come up with loads of transactions and payments, he thinks, weren't legitimate business expenses, principally around Adam's business and to Cynthia, and loads of payments he's gone through. So I've got someone going through all the bank statements at the moment, and we're going to try and identify every single payment to all the sources he thinks may not be legitimate. And then we're going to have to ask some questions about it. If they can't be justified.
Whatever Jason's doing, that's up to Jason. From my perspective, whenever it was, February, so we're 10 months in, and yep. New Squawk is trying to undertake some commercial transactions now, and that report has come up on at least two occasions now. And so,
I'm sorry to hear that.
Sorry, I appreciate the fact you pick up the phone and you chat to me and all that sort of stuff, but unfortunately, sort of sorry doesn't do it anymore.
No, I understand that. The anniversary is tomorrow of the case, so we've got to file another report anyway, an update report, if you like. Let me see what we can do. We'll try and do that.
I think it has to be very, very simple that the directors haven't been able to provide you with any evidence to back up their allegations. If they have, present them. It's super simple.
Yeah, no, we can say that. Yeah, which is true at this stage.
But it's getting to that stage now where it's like, do I get lawyers to write to you to do it and bear the cost of that? We've already, at the offset, where my stance is, inverted commas, you were sold a lemon and you got it massively wrong, and we spent tens of thousands in legal fees back then, and I made a commercial decision to go, it's a part of the washing and therefore wear the cost. But actually, you know, if I wanted to be a dick, I'd go, actually, Mr. Rhodes, you've fucked up here, and we want all these legal costs which we borne because of your negligence, and you can then go, actually, I'm going to wear those from the directors of the company or wherever. But it's got to that stage where it's actually really having a negative impact on the business right now. Hopefully, you're beginning to smell the coffee that what you were told by people from that side clearly isn't true. And therefore, you know, something needs to be done.
I can only make the same comments I've made to you before. I'm as keen as you to get rid of the bloody thing. But, all right, look, the anniversary is tomorrow, 17th of December. So we do have to do a subsequent report within 2 months of tomorrow. So I'll try and bring that one forward and do it as soon as possible. And I will have, before I send anything out, I will run any wording around you, okay. Through you.
I'm presuming your questions around Cynthia Adam, and, you know, I was chasing George and Adam up for transparency for over 2 years with regards to the missing money, of which, you know, they never provided it with me for my father. And so I can't see you getting any answers. I know. Sorry. Go on, after you. Go on, after you.
Say again, sorry I interrupted you.
No, after you, go on.
No, I was just saying they have to cooperate with me. You know, they might be able to fob you off, but I've already threatened them with taking them to court if they don't answer my questions, which upset them, as you know. But they have a statutory obligation to answer my questions.
Well, you know, I know, and I've subsequently learned that, you know, Adam, GCV, Adam Vose personally, George, Cynthia, are all interconnected, and the money just goes around in one big washing circle to try and confuse people. And, you know, that's the way they operate. You know, I have no idea what your obligation is.
Well, on a plus note, that doesn't change, that doesn't hold up sorting out the issue you want sorted out. As I said to Jason, even if there are other subsequent issues that are resolved, because I did say to Jason, I'd had a conversation with you and I had, you know, approached it with Adam and so forth about everyone hands down and so forth. I said, but don't be mistaken. That doesn't mean I won't be pursuing them from a liquidator's point of view. So if there are unexplained transactions, that's still got to be, you know, answered, because that's nothing to do with the allegations that I think are peripheral and flying around on the outside of what my main role is. So, you know, what I was talking to Jason about was, and you, is about maybe all these unsubstantiated, all these sort of, you know, this kind of, if you like, this dispute that you all think you're on the right side of. It's that I'm talking about, maybe come to some sort of arrangement and getting rid of, and that way everything. And then, but that doesn't mean they don't have to pay money back they've taken from the company. It doesn't mean they don't have to explain transactions that have gone through the company's bank accounts, because that won't be an agreement that I'm bound to.
Yeah, no, like I said, I'm willing to entertain anything that they want to offer. The ultimate, the problem, playing devil's advocate, that I, stroke New Squawk, will always face is the fact that George would always claim, I was in the loony bin, and therefore you can't hold me to that agreement, and therefore won't be bound by it. And unless there's a legal way of getting around that, i.e. A medical practitioner certifies he's not loony, and therefore signs the agreement, and then if he was to change his mind, it's a medical practitioner's insurance that covers the difference, should we say. It'd have to be something as convoluted as that, because I know how George's brain works.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how to resolve it any more than you do at the moment. But that really is really, from your point of view, you just want this report revised and that issue got away, which I can help you with, and try and word it in a much better way. Or in the interim, get this bloody meeting out of the way and get Adam and George to put the cards on the table, or otherwise.
Yeah, I think it's from our perspective, it just has to be very clear, because, you know, we've now written to you, New Squawk, basically saying, inverted commas, politely, put up or shut up, Mr. Rhodes.
Yeah, correct.
You know, I think you've got to go to them, New Squawk, now, if I don't put up or shut up, are going to effectively instigate legal proceedings or...
No, I've told them, I agree with you, you're all right. Give me a week, let me push this along, but as I say, I've got to send another report out after tomorrow for the current year. So, as a minimum, even if I can't push them along, let's see if we can word it in a much better fashion that helps you.
That'd be great. Okay, speak to you soon. Thanks very much. Thank you. Bye.